Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're talking about renting heavy equipment is far better than leaving it idle. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A person belonging to the construction industry has to go through different phases. Some are good, some are bad, and some are even ugly. It is very evident that all construction companies make money during good times, but the problems arise when the tides turn for bad and they do not have work in hand. This is when most of the companies take different decisions like stacking employees or disposing of the resources, which heavy equipment are also a part of it. It is certainly not wise to give away those expensive pieces of metal at a dirt cheap price, and therefore, if one has an option that can avoid them to sell the machine, they should pick that up. Renting heavy equipment is considered to be the most valuable option that one can consider if they do not want to really get rid of their machines. If they pick this option, they will be able to make money on a monthly basis and can also retain the stuff once the tender is in. This means that they will never lose their title of heavy equipment and every right to claim the machine once the period mentioned in the agreement is over. Again, you know, there's no titles in heavy equipment. What it means is basically lose that piece of equipment to scrap or donate it to someone else, or but they're keeping it working and earning money on it, so the bank won't repossess it or something like that if they haven't paid for it. So, I mean, that's basically what it's saying. Few things one must consider before thinking of renting heavy equipment. Number one, finding a taker that will take good care of your machine. It is very important that you get someone who will treat your machine with the same care that they would have taken by their own machine. It has been witnessed that people who rent heavy equipment use them very roughly and not care much about its maintenance. Thus, it deteriorates the quality of the machine and you may find it giving a lot of issues. In order to avoid the kind of problems, you should mention in an agreement that you can make visits to check how they are treating the machine, and the visits can be intervals of 3 months. In this way, you can ensure that your machine is in good working order, and when you get it back, it will be working fine. Next, rental contracts should be in order and should protect your rights. When you make a rental contract with the taker, you should make sure that you pin down all the important points that will protect your rights as a giver. Please remember that you are not selling your machine, that you will have no liability on it later. You're renting it, and it should not happen. You are just renting it, and it should not happen that once the period is over, you get back a completely worn out machine. You also state the date of when you should get the rental money in your bank account. And in case you want, you can give them some breathing space just in case they need some extension to pay the money. But that should not happen regularly. If they ask for an extension once in a blue moon, you can consider it. But if it takes you for granted, it is definitely not a good sign. Again, be careful. You know, I mean, it's very hard nowadays. Sometimes you got to intend to lean the job and then eventually lean the job. You know, it's the business that you're in if you're renting out machines. Again, got any questions? Give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.